Good morning, and praise the Lord, church family. It is truly good to be here. Our lesson today is titled, Called to Evangelize. Our Bible passage is John, the 4th chapter, the 25th through the 42nd verses. Our Heavenly Father orders our steps, just as He ordered the steps of Jesus. Jesus didn't have to travel through Samaria to get to Galilee, but took that route anyway. Jewish travelers normally traveled around Samaria. Why? Because the Jewish had a great dislike for the Samaritan people and avoided all contact with them. As Jesus sat at Jacob's well, He challenged a few Jewish cultural taboos. One, He held a conversation with a Samaritan. Two, He spoke with a woman in public that was an outcast in her own community. However, Jesus didn't see any of these as hindrances. He spoke with her anyway. In their conversation, He revealed to her how much He knew of her life, though they had never met. He also revealed to her, "I am He whom you are waiting for," because as they talked, she revealed she and others were waiting for the Messiah to come. When His disciples returned, they saw Jesus talking to the Samaritan woman, but said nothing because they had previously witnessed Him talking to anyone in need. How often have we become so excited that we walked or ran off leaving our coat, car keys, purse, wallet, or whatever, because we were just focused on the task or journey before us, especially when the Lord has miraculously answered a much-needed prayer or delivered us from something that had us bound. We couldn't wait to tell someone the good news. This seemed to be the experience the Samaritan woman had. She had come face to face with the Messiah, and she couldn't wait to share the good news with the people in her town. She was so excited, she left her water jug when she left. As she was telling the townspeople what she had seen, they wanted to see for themselves if her claims were true. As the disciples came to where Jesus was speaking to the townspeople, they knew He should be hungry from their journey. They asked Him to eat, but He refused. He said, "My food is to do the will of He who sent me and to finish His work." Jesus, forever the teacher, used the opportunity to teach them about evangelism through examples of the farming sequence, sowing, reaping, and harvesting of souls and its benefits. He showed how each is a distinct process united to bring great benefits as it increases Christ's followers and the salvation they receive, just as the Samaritan woman shared her experience with Jesus to the people. The 2 days the people spent with Jesus demonstrated the lesson He was teaching His disciples. Jesus taught His disciples the collaborative effect of evangelism in receiving salvation. We continue to do this by telling others of the acceptance of Christ as our personal Savior and the benefits of a life-changing experience. This lesson is about the life-changing experience of the Samaritan woman and how it motivated her to evangelize the people in her town. Your assignment, if you decide to accept it, is to think of the Christian woman or women that have inspired and encouraged you through their words and or deeds to make life-changing decisions to follow Christ and to be a partaker of His eternal reward. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come to you this morning thanking you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up and giving us the use of our limbs and the use of our five senses and everything that you have designed us to be able to do, Father. We thank you for that. We thank you for the roof that covers our head. We thank you for the food on our table, Father. We thank you for being God all by yourself. We ask you, Father, to remember those that are in need of your healing touch, Father. We have special needs this morning, Father, that we are placing at your feet. We ask you, Father, to remember the women that you have placed in our lives that have been witnesses, been evangelizing to us, have been role models, have given us wisdom, have given us encouragement, been our mothers, been our aunts, been our sisters. We thank you, Father, for these ladies that you have placed in our lives, Father, and how you have blessed them and how we have been blessed through their time with us, Father. Many of them are not with us right now, and we thank you for their presence in our lives and what they meant to us. And we still have quite a few that are with us right now, and we ask you, Lord, to continue to bless and keep them encouraged, and let us always acknowledge their presence and acknowledge their value as well. We thank you for them, dear Lord. We ask you, Father, to remember our pastor and our entire church family. Remember our pastor especially, because she has a very heavy load. But you have given her this duty, this assignment of being a pastor of Langley Avenue Church of God. And we thank you for her. But we know it is draining. But you will restore her, Father. You will give her all she needs. And we continue to pray that you give her more each and every day. We continue to ask you, Lord, to place your hedge of protection around each and every church member and their families, both near and far. Again, we thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us and all that you're going to do and what you're doing in our lives right now, right this minute. And we pray, Lord, that we forever stay in your will, and we'll give your name all the praise and all the glory. And in the name of your Son, Jesus, amen.